Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne, After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Hey, everybody, welcome to After Hours here on the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Ms. Whippin, my dear friend, and also Misty Bancaro from Seattle, Garlic Gulch up there, the Seattle butcher's wife. And Misty doesn't know about After Hours, but she soon will. Okay. First question. If Leanne gave you a box with everything you've lost in your life, what would be the first thing you reached for?
My wedding ring.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. It's been missing. I took it off watching my wedding video on my dad's couch in Florida years ago, leather couch. And I handed it to my daughter, who wanted to try it on because we were watching my wedding video. And somehow between the couch and the rental car outside, we were getting ready to go to dinner. It was just gone.
Wow.
I have not found it. I have not replaced it. I've been so, I don't know, hopeful that someday it's just going to pop up, you know, because there wasn't any reason.
That's something.
Yeah, it's a hardwood floor too. Like, we just scoured the whole place year after year. He's like, I look for your ring again today, honey, and no luck.
Oh, so yeah, my
that's
God.
The one thing.
You know, I will tell you this is I've not told Leanne this story. I normally, and most people don't know this, I carry a St. Christopher medal, but I don't like to wear them around my neck. I don't like stuff around my neck. So, in fact, it's right here. You can't really see it, but it's right here. And I thought I lost it because I usually put them in my pocket, especially when I'm going to play golf, because I need all the help I can get, right? Yeah. And so I lost it, and I was just beside myself because this one I've had for a long time. And the other day, I walked out to get in my car, and I just happened to look down by the little flower planter we have, and there it was on the ground. Wow. So I found it. That was some divine intervention.
My mom just recently lost a necklace, and I looked everywhere. This is just last week. And she found it in one of those little jewelry cleaner things. She had forgotten she put it in there to clean her jewelry. But I don't know if you had a jewelry cleaner at the time. Maybe it's a jewelry cleaner.
I know my sister-in-law, she had lost her wedding ring too. They live next door. And she found hers like a couple years ago. Actually, her husband did and surprised her on their anniversary.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. Well,
there you go.
Yeah, so you never know.
That was an appropriate question, Jeff. I like that.
What's your favorite lifesaver color?
Red.
What's one song you want to hear on the radio when you start your car?
American Woman.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. What is, describe your happy place if you have one.
Yeah. My happy place, you know, gosh, I probably have a couple. My happy place doing things and not relaxing is absolutely standing with a little apron by my grill and flipping some meat and smiling with my friends, having a good time, maybe sipping on a little something that in a sunshiny day in Seattle, which is rare.
That's rare.
That's happy. The other part of me is vacation happy, where I'm just no cares, no feelings, chilling at the beach, just wind through my hair, maybe a cocktail. Like, that's happy.
Cocktails are good. Wind in the hair is good. Well, if you still have hair. Okay, here's one of the standard ones. If you could cook for, then dine with a historical figure, who would it be and what would be on the menu?
Oh, my gosh. Who would I do that for?
They could be deceased, too. It's a tough question. Everyone has trouble with it.
Yeah, like a historical figure.
It could be a musician. It can be a politician. It could be a writer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there are so many. Geez. My mind is like going blank.
Okay, we'll circle back to it.
I can't think of anyone.
Give you a couple of minutes. What's the oldest item in, excuse me, what's the oldest item in your refrigerator? Refrigerator. There, I said it properly.
The oldest item?
Yeah.
Probably if I was to look in there and start tossing and cleaning, it might be like olives. I can't stand olives. My husband loves them. And I always shift them and move them to the back.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, he never ate those. I wonder why. I just like get them out of my way so I can reach what I need. Very selfish, but
you get the green ones. If you leave them in there too long, they kind of get that sediment stuff flowing around. Yeah.
Nasty.
What's your least favorite food to eat?
Maybe like exotic, raw seafood items. I'm not into that. My husband used to be part of the Japanese Restaurant Association, so they used to like to test his ability to eat raw meats, specifically sushi, fish. And I'm not a fan of that. I just can't swallow it.
He didn't do the blowfish thing, did he?
I don't know.
Yeah. just asking there. If we put your skills to music besides American Woman, what would the music be?
Oh, probably some hip hop and R&B. Something with a lot of movement and soul and rhythm.
Mm-hmm. If Leanne declared you the supreme ruler of barbecue for a week, what would you decree?
I would decree that any person that ever boiled ribs should go to jail for the rest of their life.
With a no get out of jail free card.
Yeah, I'm with you. Do you remember the first thing you ever grilled or smoked?
I do. The very first thing was a beef tenderloin, and it was beautiful. And I didn't even cut it. And my husband has shown me how to, trim a whole tenderloin into these filet mignon. Cause that to me, like that was like the ultimate steak before I learned how to cook for myself.
Yeah.
I didn't understand ribeyes were so great. Right. I was used to this cute little thing. So I smoked them and reverse seared them, and they were fantastic.
What's the hardest thing you've figured out about owning your own business?
Well, this is the hardest thing. And it's a fact is that I've managed a lot of employees in my life. I've supervised teams, staffs, large groups of people, but I've realized that the hardest person to supervise is myself.
No, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. red or green relish?
I'm doing green. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You don't like red?
I do like it, but if I'm picking green.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you. Leanne would know this maybe. I mean, and you might too, Missy. Red relish was originally developed for what?
Hamburgers.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know that, Leanne?
No. I just know I like green relish on char dogs.
Last thing, right? Maybe put some ketchup in the relish over here. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a ketchup girl.
Yeah. No, I got a, not an argument, but a back and forth with a friend of mine who's worked for Golf Channel and CBS and stuff, Charlie Reimer. And he said something about only green relish. And I said, red relish was originally developed for burgers. And he said, no, that's wrong. I said, yes, it was. Charlie, stick to golf, buddy. And it kind of went from there. Anyway, where's the worst place you've ever had to cook?
Let's see here. I don't cook in weird places, but as far as like not having everything that you need,
right.
Which is usually be like camping or Yeah, I don't know. I like to cook outside, so it's so easy to say. Like, I usually cook outside, so there's not too many places that are terrible. The worst place for me to cook is some place if I'm cooking outside that's pouring down rain and I can't really do the open fire. Like, last time I had some friends over, I wanted to cook on the Santa Maria grill and then it started raining, and so it was a little bit tricky. So weather plays a factor in that.
Well, you do live in Seattle, so
Yes, I
yeah,
do. I could,
that's
yeah,
a
you're my
deal.
Yeah, gotta have a cover.
Okay, here's a couple of fast ones for you. What's your favorite movie?
Gladiator.
Hey, there you go. Dire Straits or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber. I've seen him three times in concert.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Okay.
It's because I have teenage girls. So.
Yeah.
What's a fantasy day look like for Misty?
A what?
Fantasy
Fantasy.
day.
A fantasy day for Misty looks
Yeah.
like someone coming over and cleaning and organizing my house and my barbecue equipment. It's
Okay.
like and feeding me all day, so I don't have to think
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one of those here. His name's Jeff.
It.
How old's the bottle of Tabasco sauce in your fridge if you have one?
I mean, at least a year.
Yeah. Shelly and I have been married for 34 years in August, and we're on our second bottle. So
Oh, and you're still alive.
it's still
Yeah.
alive.
Love
Yeah.
this. Speed of vinegar. Yeah.
Okay, couple more here. Let's go back. Who would you cook for being a historical figure, and what would be on the menu?
Oh man. I really should have given that more thought. I didn't know it was coming back around.
That's what circle back means.
Okay, historical figure. Okay. It got me. I don't.
Okay.
I
It
can't.
could be a family
Yeah.
member too. If you had somebody in your family you want to, you think that's hard, wait till this one comes up. So, next question. All
What
right.
is it?
What would be your last meal on death row?
Ooh.
Washington doesn't have death row, so it's a moot question. So,
My last meal would probably be a really thick ribeye steak, smoked and seared, with some good butter on top. I'd probably have asparagus. I'd probably have cupcake and a berry cobbler in a cocktail.
yeah, there's nothing, there's no limits on that,
Right.
last deal there. So,
Wing it, one chance for you.
okay. Missy, you've been great. Thank you very
Yeah,
much.
thanks for taking the time. I'm
Yeah,
so
I know you're
busy.
busy. And did you get your car fixed, by the way?
Yes, thankfully. Yeah, and it wasn't
Yeah.
even as bad as I thought. It was great.
Okay,
Okay.
good.
Oh, so yeah.
You want to tell them again, real quick, where they can find you?
Sure. Anyone listening can find me at Seattle Butcher's Wife on Instagram and Seattle Butcher's Wife MB on TikTok.
And where can they find info about your husband's meat company?
Oh, Mondo and Sons.
Yeah.
Mondo and Sons is located, anyone listening here from the Pacific Northwest, in Tukwila, right by where you turn on Costco Drive, right by the Costco in Tukwila. So we do take walk-ins if people want to buy retail steaks, but most of our product is wholesale.
Oh, excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent. Misty, thank you. Ms. Whippin, Leanne,
Thank you.
thank
Thanks,
you as
Mike.
always. Folks, we'll be back next week with another edition of After Hours. Until then, go out, cook something, have some fun, be kind to people, and don't forget our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Take care, everybody.